Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 183, and we are entering a new era of the Grunt Free Pressiverse. New year, new notebook, right here. Fresh start, as fresh as yesterday's garbage. And my fucking garbage smells fucking awful right now. It smells like fucking feet in here. It's fucking disgusting. So yeah, I mean, I even wrote something new on www.gruntfreepress.com, the official website of the show. It was supposed to be the other way around originally, where it was supposed to be the website was the main thing, and then I'm like, I need something to throw up there. I might as well do this stupid podcast. And I'm like, I don't feel like fucking writing shit, so I'm just going to fucking talk into a mic. It's easier, and I'm a lazy piece of shit. But yeah, there's something new on there now on the website. When you might as well, when life gives you shit, you might as well squeeze lemons on it and make it a citrusy turd sandwich. I wrote an update there on the site under the updates column, and it just says it's 2019 now. And I mean, that's it. I mean, I've always prided myself for my brevity, and I just get straight to the point, you know. Brevity is the sure sign of wit, or something like that. I mean, my research skills could still probably use a little bit of work, because I could see, if, like, look up who wrote that or whatever. I don't know, but you know, baby steps. I'm Absolute Deicide. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Use it or lose it. An email on the way is a sure sign you're not gay. A letter sent electronically lets you avoid catastrophe. If your fingers don't be typing, then the Jews will do their kiking. I guess, video games. So, ahoy me mateys. Arr, fuck it. It's too much fucking nonsense already for today. So, I hate the new me. I hate the new fucking... The new notebooks turned out to be a pretty bad idea. It's cursed. But, yeah, so the mysteries of the Oberdin, the titular ship and the fresh game there, Return of the Oberdin, all the mysteries have been solved, all the crew members have been accounted for, their fates have been recorded, their murderers have been identified, if that was the case. I mean, those that... You know, some of them had accidents or whatever, so there wasn't a murderer, but, you know, everything's in the books. in my notebook in that game, every detail and clue has been written down. Some of them survived. Those that survived have been located. Their final spots they moved out to or whatever, where they sought shelter from the Kraken attacks. The insurance report has been written. It's been stamped and filed and sent away to the East India Trading Company. And, yeah, our job is done there on the Oberdin. Actually, the fucking report got filed twice. The first one was by mistake because of some poorly worded fucking mechanical bullshit in the game, which we will explain in this report about the report that I was doing in the game that I'm writing down in this notebook about what I wrote down in the other notebook. So, yeah, I went into some detail about how Oberdin works already. And he's basically walking around the ship. You find a dead body. You use a magical compass to rewind time to the moment of that person's death, which is, then it's like freeze framed. And you kind of just walk around the scene and, you know, it's all in like 3D and shit. You're inspecting what happened or who or what killed who and, you know, with what weapon or what the fuck happened, you know. We're filling out. Here's a picture, person's name, fucking whatever, you know. How did he die? Who killed him? And that's pretty much it. So, you get the notebook that is, you know, has the manifest of the crew and everybody's pictures in there. And again, you just imagine the names of the faces and, you know, fill out the information. And yeah, they expect you to get everything has to be filled in, you know, that's about it. And then, yeah, every three that you identify correctly that you get right, every time you get three of them right, you get, some kind of, confirmation, and the game will lock those ones in, so you know that, all right, these ones are correct, you don't have to worry about these three anymore, you know, it's just fucking, you can't change anything else with them. So, I mean, that should make things easier as you progress, you know, you would think. And I'm like, all right, well, there's less people, less options. You guys should probably know, you know, figure out who was who and all that shit, the less people there are. But, again, that should make things easier. But I found there was this really weird fucking difficulty arc for the game. I think so anyway. I don't know. I haven't really talked to anybody else who's fucking played it or heard too much about it. I mean, when you first start out the game, I mean, you don't know what the fuck is going on, what you're doing, how to play it and shit. It's just like, I don't know, just figuring out what the mechanics and all that shit, which is kind of by design, which is fine. You know, it's a fucking adventure, fucking mystery type game. They don't want to tell you shit off the bat. It's like, all right, just, you know, fucking futz around with the shit for a little bit. And they want you to experiment and fumble around at first, and you know, as you unravel the mystery, you're getting better at fucking around with the notebook and, you know, drop down menus and all that shit. Fine. I get that, but yeah, once the goal becomes clear and when you're matching all the names and faces and you're getting you're getting good at, you're proficient at flipping through the different pages of the notebook. And I was like, okay, this guy is dead in this chapter. Let's go to the chapter before this and try to figure out what happened to him and all that shit. And so you're basically taking a step back to see, all right, we're looking for that specific guy. What in the timeline? All right, this guy's here at this point in this chapter. Let's go back a chapter and fucking see where he is here. once you start getting good at that and shit. You bookmark all the appearances of that guy, it's fucking there. This is whoever the fuck, Joe fucking Blow, whatever, fucking hit a little bookmark thing. And I'm like, all right, now every scene that he appeared in will be highlighted. And, you know, again, you can just fucking hit the bookmark thing on the fucking notebook and it'll flip to the different chapters he was in. So you're like, all right, let's see what happened here, what happened here and shit. Yeah, so you fucking do that, and you're using the map of the ship to be like, all right, what fucking body do I have to get to that chapter? And fucking, all right, it shows a little feet on the fucking map of, you know, where you're standing, where you're looking, and all right, I have to get to, oral up deck fucking over here by the bow and fucking just like, just move around and shit to get to the body you need to. So yeah, I mean, it's a learning curve and I'm fine with that, but somewhere in the middle of playing the game, like that shit just starts like clicking into place and it's like, all right, you take the fucking, you start getting like the blatant obvious clues and plugging them in. And some of them are like so obvious that you feel retarded for overthinking them. But towards the middle, I had this nice chain of these correct answers going there where it's fucking like, all right, dude, oh, the helmsman, obviously, is the guy holding the ship's fucking wheel and in the picture of the crew and shit. And somebody mentions having a brother aboard the ship. So it's like, all right, well, I'll check the fucking ship's list. And there's only two people with the same last name. So it's probably them. It's got to be one or the other. And then like one of them clicks into place of, you get them correctly. So I was like, all right, well, this guy's definitely this guy. This fucking like Peter's guy. It's got to be him, I'm just fucking like plugging away. And as you're doing that, like more of the ship starts opening up, like, you start off on the top deck and you get so many answers right. It's like, all right, now the hatch opens up. It's like, all right, I can go down to like the second layer, the second fucking, the gun deck of the ship below there. Then you do more. It's like, all right, now you got the fucking Orlop deck, then the fucking cargo deck at the bottom and shit. So yeah, so I'm just like plugging away at that and I'm fucking, every time you open up a new deck of the ship, it's like, well, there's more bodies there. I can inspect more, get more information, unlock more shit. So like doing that shit's fucking, more chapters, more clues. You start doing that, it's like, all right, well, everything's clicking. Like it's starting to flow. I'm starting to, get the rhythm of the game and shit. So that was awesome. I'm like, all right, cool. I get this game. I understand. It's pretty, I'm enjoying it. But then I get to the point where I'm more or less like exhausted with what I can figure out. I'm just fucking, I think I got like everything. Like I'm just fucking guessing at this point. I'm just kind of switching out the names of the four Chinamen I have left and see if anything locks into place. So like make sure if the game itself tells me it's right, because I have no idea. I still don't know what the fuck a boson or or his mate does, or a purser. And yeah, I was saying like, it's all these fucking nautical terms and shit. I'm checking the glossary in the game. I'm like, well, there's gotta be some kind of clue in here. And it's like, yeah, what's a boson or whatever. And it just says like, oh, it's a high ranking officer who performs general duties. Awesome. Like that helps a lot. And then it's like, well, what's the boson's mate? Maybe that'll help. Oh, his mate helps him. He helps the boson. It's like, oh, awesome, dude. This is fucking great. But, yeah, thanks. There's fucking no help to me. It's fucking nautical terms. I'm looking at the map of the ship and like, I'm like, well, maybe there's clues. I'm looking, like, I see a little, like a room on the ship is marked like purser's office. Like, there's got to be something in there that's going to, fucking help me out of, fucking, is there somebody in the purser's office in one of these memories? It's fucking, well, that's the purser or whatever, dude. Like, I don't know. So, if I can find a memory where somebody's in there doing whatever the fuck a purser does, there's two mysteries solved right there. But of course, I'm activating like every body that's like near that office and fucking, it's just a clusterfuck. I'm just like, sometimes it's, the way to that, the office is blocked off or whatever, it's fucking, you can't go in there, or you need to like activate bodies within other bodies and shit. And, to get like other memories. So it's like, dude, I don't fucking know. Dude, like, it's like, I just can't get anywhere near this fucking office that, or find somebody who's in there. So it's like, I can't do that. Like some of the chapters are like small and like self-contained and it makes perfect sense. Like what you're looking for in them, And like there's one that has maybe eight people that are on two rowboats and it's out in the ocean and shit. So, they're getting attacked by mermaids or something. So you just play in each scene in like sequence. It's like, all right, this is what happened and shit. This person is here in this scene and like scene one, and then he's gone in scene two. So it's like, all right, I got to figure out what happened to him there. And it's like, all right, zoom in and or whatever. Like, oh, the guy's here, like getting his throat you know, crushed by a fucking mermaid. So it's like, oh, this guy's fucking, he had his throat crushed by a mermaid or whatever. This guy disappeared or whatever. You listen to somebody say somebody's name, and then the next scene, you know, whatever, fucking Johnson manned the oars, and then it's like, oh, this guy's fucking whoever Johnson or whatever. And then like, oh, now he falls overboard. The next scene is like, oh, fucking whoever Johnson fell overboard or whatever, you know, so shit like that. So, I mean, that all makes sense or whatever. You know, if you pick up their names and shit from, you know, some of them that they don't say their names, but it's like, well, you have all the other fucking scenes that they appeared in where you could get their names. It's like, all right, well, now there's a big, like, whatever. Here's like these eight people where I'm just kind of like just going scene by scene and just plugging shit in. And, you know, bing, bang, boom, fucking solve, solve, solve. It's like, oh, this is fucking like good puzzle design. Some of it was kind of tough to figure out, but I felt fucking, you know, it's like, dude, well, again, like little details you're looking for in that fucking like scene or whatever. But it's like, dude, once I get through like that rowboat scene, I'm like, oh, dude, I feel fucking like smart and rewarded for fucking doing that shit and figuring it out, you know? But then there's, again, then I have like towards the end of the game, like, well, I have like maybe 10 or so people to go, I have to do. And I just hit like a brick fucking wall. And I was fucking determined not to look everything up, like look anything up, because I've already made it like 90% of the way through the fucking game. And again, I figure it would be easier now. There's less people to fucking like figure out. But yeah, pretty much once I crossed like the halfway point, you know, I was just like, dude, I'm in it to win it type of deal. I don't want to fucking cheat and go online and look shit up. And I'm like, well, even if I have to sit here and like guess like the remaining 10 people or whatever, there's only so many combinations left, and I'm just like sitting there. I'm like, oh, I'm guessing, and fucking again, it's a lot of just going back and like looking at all the shit that these people were in, all the scenes they were in. I'm just fucking like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I have no idea. You know, there's still one room or section of the ship too that was just locked. Like, you can see the door, there's like a lock on it. And I'm thinking like, well, maybe if I just, you know, get like three more of these people right, and like once that locks in, that'll open up that last room or whatever, like that last part of the ship. So again, I think that's pretty much how it works before. So I'm like, well, there's going to be like clues in here for like a couple more people. So I'm like, oh, three more, this will open up. I keep going back and checking and shit. It'll give me like one more body to get the last of it or whatever, but that never happens. Like that shit, that last part like never opens up. Well, until like the very, very end of the game, as you have like a fucking like epilogue type thing in there. But yeah, I was just fucking like stuck as shit. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, I'm just flipping through the notebook, and I'm like, dude, there's gotta be something missing in here. There's like an entire chapter in the notebook that's blank. It's chapter 8, I think. And then it says there's like chapter 8. It says, there's like a stamp on there or something, or somebody wrote, like writes in there. It says like, this chapter will remain locked until you return the notebook to its rightful owner. So I'm like, all right. So again, I'm like, oh, I am missing information here. Obviously, there's so fucking, you know, rather than keep guessing and, you know, just keep doing that same shit. I'm just like, you know, flipping names around and shit and doing the same thing over and over. I get this blank chapter here, so maybe they want me to just get off the ship, you know what I mean? Like, there's the fucking, go back to the dinghy and leave the ship, and then chapter 8 will maybe unlock, and I can go from there and get the last of this. Like, is that it? Like, am I going to be able to, like, you know, after I go back, and it's going to unlock the chapter, then I can go back to the fucking Overton? Like, I fucking, like, no idea. So I'm like, all right, it's gotta be it. So I do that. I fucking, you know, you wait on the dinghy for a few seconds, and this letter pops up on screen that says fucking like East India Trading Company. And here are all the fates that you solved. And it just, you know, lists all the people that you had done, and, the insurance claims for each of them or whatever. Then some text pops up saying like several years later, and you're sitting at a desk, and somebody knocks on your door and it says, oh, you know, thanks for the help. And, You get a package or whatever. You open up the package and there's like a letter inside saying like, you know, thanks for the help, but you didn't solve anything, everything that you could have. And the final chapter will remain locked forever and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, blah, 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 dude, game over. I was fucking pissed. Like, you know, like, dude, like, why would you even give that option to leave and then have the hint of like, oh, well, this chapter's locked or whatever. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, there's no like, you know, it wasn't like, even like when you leave the ship, that's even kind of like obscure or whatever, fucking, you know, it's not clear of just like what's going to happen. You're just on that dinghy and then like the, it starts fading out and there's like a clock ticking. It's like tick, tick, tick. And you just wait for like 5 seconds and you leave. It's not like, you know, tick, tick, tick. And then it's like, and are you sure you want to leave? There's still more stuff to do on the ship. And once you leave, the game will end or something like that. It's just fucking like, well, this seems like something I can do, you know what I mean? And then like it doesn't say like the game's gonna end, so it's like maybe I have to do it. But yeah, I don't know, like why they would do that and then fucking pull that shit of like, oh, this chapter's missing and blah blah blah, and you know what I mean? It's fucking like, well, I gotta do something, and I'm just fucking like guessing type of deal. But yeah, luckily you can just hit you know, once it, I mean, the game just ends and just kicks you out to like the main menu, but there's like an option that pops up. You can hit rewind on your save file, and that puts you right back on the boat where you left off, you know. But it's just fine. So it's pretty much like, oh, well, right before you fucking went on the fucking dinghy, like, oh, whatever, here you are, you're back, like everything's how it was. But I mean, still, I mean, the damage is fucking kind of done at that point, where I'm like, you know, like I was frustrated enough before that I left the fucking ship. And you know, and now I'm fucking like frantically switching like names and like faces around. Like, I'm not even just like, oh, well, I wonder if that, I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking like pissed. I'm just like, well, I'm just going to fucking just, you know, mess everything up and switch everything around that I have, because I'm just like frustrated that they fucking did that shit. You know, I don't fucking like care anymore. And you can say like, oh, you know, it's by design. It's fucking designed to do that all you want. I say that because, you know, there was fucking one guy in my chat on like Twitch or whatever who kept fucking saying that for like everything. I'm like, you know, all the little like complaints I had with the game of just like, dude, like, why the fuck does this automatically fade out when you're in like a memory? You know, the first time you see a memory, dude, it fucking like, you know, fades out like automatically. But I'm still like looking at shit. That's fucking annoying. You know, and the guy in the chat, but like, oh, well, it's the way they designed it. Like, it's designed that way. You know, or I'm just like, dude, why can't I just like click on the memories from the fucking notebook and just like, you know, just go to them, like warp to them and look at them like through there. So I can just makes it easier to put shit in like water. And I'm like, that'd be a hell of a lot easier. And the guys just be like, oh, it's designed that way. And then like a smiley face. And it's like, dude, yeah, no shit. It's fucking, it's a video game. Like, everything in it is there because it's fucking designed that way. Like, doesn't mean it's designed well. Like, it's fucking, like, it's frustrating to fucking, like, play, you know? So anyway, yeah, I gave up the purity test and just, like, the last, whatever, like, six or seven of them, dude, I'm just fucking, I just looked it up online. I'm just fucking, like, I have fucking, like, no idea. Like, there's nothing I can do. I'm just looking at fucking everything these last few people are in, every memory, and just, like, nothing is popping up as fucking helpful, you know? I fucking exhausted like all I had, believe me. I'm just fucking like, I really fucking like tried it. I'm just fucking like, I just have nothing to fucking do. I mean, there's so I look up The Last of Them and there's fucking, there's some serious leaps of logic in there. Like these, you know, it's like, oh, you know, these people are on a lifeboat, you know, like out in the ocean. And it's fucking like, that's supposed to mean that they're alive and they escaped. It's like, you're just assuming that, you know. It's funny, you just have to assume that they're fucking alive. They get into a lifeboat. And then they give you like a, and once you pick like a person too, it's like, well, this person survived. and then they give you a list of, like locations of, it's like, oh, this person survived, right? Where did they escape to? Like, where are they living now or whatever? And I mean, they must want you to fucking like blindly guess, because I mean, I'm looking at the map, you know, there's like a map of like, you know, it's like, this is the journey the Oberdin took, and, you know, it's going around like Africa and shit in the Middle East. And it's like, up to Europe or the other way around or whatever, you know, from fucking England and fucking down south, and it kind of like curves around and goes up north again when it starts hitting trouble or whatever. Yeah, you're looking at that fucking map. It's like, all right, so this is where the person fucking, you know, this is where the fucking Oberdin was when they got onto the onto the fucking like life raft, you know. And it's fucking like, well, you know, it's like whatever. It'll be like chapter, this it happened in chapter 9 or whatever. You know, there'll be like an X on the map, and it's just like chapter 9. And it's like, well, the closest fucking like island that's marked on the map from chapter 9 is fucking like the Canary Islands. So, you know, it's like, well, if I'm going to assume that they lived and they fucking went to on the land, it's fucking, you know what I mean? So I'm going to assume that they're alive in the Canary Islands, you know, it's fucking like, oh, nothing, like nothing happens. Like, that's not right. I went up to the memory there, they're in, and it's fucking like, all right, well, they're, you know, facing this way on the life raft. And there's like a super bright, like there's only like one star in the sky you can see when you're on the Oberdin, you know, like when you're not in a memory, just like walking around. I'm like, well, I'm assuming that's like the North Star. So then I'm fucking like, you know, I'm checking like every, assuming that's the North Star and they're facing this way over, they're off the ship. It's like, oh no, they're heading towards the Canary Islands and shit. If they're heading north and shit, I'm checking like every memory after they left, like after they're on the raft. I'm like, well, chronologically after that, I'm fucking looking out every fucking window or porthole on the fucking ship. I'm just being like, can I see like the raft of them heading, like rowing somewhere afterwards? And so, no, you can't. If I can try to like spot their boat in the distance, like looking through the windows, it's like, no, that's not it either. Like, that's not even like a clue that I found. But just by fucking like switching shit around, I just put like, all right, well, they escaped to Africa. Like, I don't know. That's like, yep, that was it. Like, that's the correct answer. They're in Africa. Okay. Like, I'm supposed to just fucking like know that, you know? I only know that just because I kept fucking changing the location until it fucking locked in on Africa, and that's it. You know, it's like, oh, cool puzzle, I guess. And, yeah, then I'm looking at like the last few, I'm looking at the guide and the fucking walkthroughs or whatever. It's some of the clues you're supposed to pick up on. It's like, oh, the purser, which I had no idea who the fuck he was. And in the guide, it's like, you know, oh, well, here's a clue. It's like, in one memory, you'll see him holding a book, which should clue you into his level of education, which just means he's the fucking, like, purser. Like what the fuck, dude? And like, you know, I'd search for like specific people in every fucking memory and saw nothing, but like apparently somewhere, like he was fucking, it's like, oh, this guy was strangled by a beast. And like, I went through like every fucking, like, again, I was looking around like every fucking memory the guy was in. It's like, and I guess so, if you say so, that's what happened to him. I don't know where the fuck that clue was. Like, somebody else like mentioned it at some point or whatever, but I don't know. But I looked at the guy like right on that fucking like scene, and then like, you know, some of them was just like, oh, he disappears, and he's supposed to just like come to the conclusion that, well, he disappeared during like one of the beast attacks. So it like literally just fucking like, oh, he's there in one scene, then he's not, like he's just like completely gone, and like, well, that must have happened to him. Like, I don't know, dude. It's like weird shit like that. Of like, I don't fucking know. But once you solve all the fucking all the people or whatever, you know, fucking, once you fucking do all the clues that you can, all the fucking fill in all the information, and you're rewarded with that, the last chapter finally opens up, like chapter 8 or whatever, which must be good, right? Then it's probably, I don't know, it's probably the fucking least interesting scene in the fucking game. Where it is like that last part of the ship that was fucking locked that I couldn't get in, or if I'm like trying to like, oh, well, the last clues must be in here, and like fucking whatever, it's like the hold or whatever, the lazarette, they call it, nautical terms. It's just fucking like a little room with fucking, I don't know, like cells in it, I guess. But yeah, you know, it's just a fucking like tiny room where there's like fucking like four scenes in there of the captain like shooting mermaids, and like that's it. It's just fucking like scene one is like the captain like yelling, scene two is like the captain like shooting fucking down into his little fucking rooms and shit, and then it's like, you know, scene three is like him a little bit different, like in a different position, like scene four is like him like shooting another mermaid, and like that's it, you know. But you get to see like the last two deaths in there that you couldn't fill in, so it's like, oh, I can finally fill in those last two. And then And then, like, fucking, you do that, and then, like, you put the notebook away on a bookshelf, and it's just, like, the end. But, of course, like, that whole ending scene of me being off the ship and like in this fucking room. It's like the same room as the before. We open up the same package, all that shit. There's like different stuff in there. So that was kind of spoiled, you know, when you, if you left the ship early, like I did. So it's like, I already saw the room, heard most of the fucking voiceover. So like, yay. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, well, it's something, I guess. It's like, I guess the filled in the last couple bits I didn't have, but that's about it, you know, fucking it's designed that way, I guess. But, and I get that the last chapter is supposed to have kind of like an emotional twist to it, where the captain's fate is probably the first one that you solved, and it looked like the guy went crazy and he killed the crew before he fucking like killed himself. And that last piece there turns him into like kind of like a hero who was like fucking like, well, no, he actually was trying to like save his crew, and he was facing like, you know, as he's going through all the other shit, it's like, oh no, there was like a mutiny on there, and like the guys he killed were fucking like whatever, trying to fucking take the ship over, and you know, he was fighting like the sea monsters and shit. But it's just the fact that it's like, all right, well, cool, it tied the you know, the fucking story of the crew around like that. I'm like, oh, well, you thought this guy was a fucking asshole, but it turns out he's kind of a hero. Yeah, all right, cool. But, you know, it's 20 fucking, you know, 20 hours before or after, you know, 15 hours between that first scene and the last scene. And I'm just, you know, like at that point, I'm with you. I was ready for this fucking game to be over, dude. Just fucking, again, it's the last few of them were just such a bitch. And, you know, fucking frustrated towards the end, and like, oh yeah, cool, whatever. Like you know, it's just like, you know, it's not, Oberdin's not like a bad game, but you know, it is what it is. It's worth playing for the art style, and if you want that, if you're into that kind of like old school fucking obscure puzzle solving. But I have to stick to my guns and still claim that I'm not a retard. I got about fucking like 80% of the way through on my own. But, you know, if you have to look up in a guide, like, how to solve a fucking, this puzzle game, you know, it could have been designed a little bit better. You know what I mean? It was, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, yeah, I'm taking all the information I have, and I'm still, like, spending hours looking at shit, and just, like, nothing's fucking coming to me, nothing's helping. Some of the shit's just, like, so, like, again, just, you're making so many leaps of logic that it's not really... Right, it's not really fair, I don't think, or is this fucking like, dude, you gotta be kidding me, like looking up the solution of, or why I should have known that. Not the best, so, I don't know, Return of the Oberdin is, one of those games, like a whole slew of fucking indie games where it's like, hey, you know, the concept's great, I love it, it's fucking, I love the concept of it, you know, it's fucking like innovative, it's trying new shit, but it just could have used a tad more work on the execution of the fucking mechanics. Maybe it would be a little less fucking esoteric. Like, you know, like if you solve like 75 of the fucking like 80 fates, and like, you know, maybe it's like, oh, well, here's a hint for the last few that you're obviously fucking like struggling with, so you don't have to fucking resort to a guide, or just resort to like blindly, like, oh, you pretty much have to go through the entire fucking game again. I'm just fucking like, oh, I must have missed something. Let me see again and go through every fucking memory again, you know? It's fucking frustrating as shit. Yeah, and it's also not particularly fucking fun to play either, which is another key of being like a indie game. So, you know, it's a tough one. If I was to like review it on the site, you know, it's right in the middle of a fuck yeah or the dreaded fuck you. So which one is it? Well, keep an eye on gruntfreepress.com and just stare at that website for a little bit and see what happens. Yeah, good luck with that. I'm walking around, my head on the ground. I want to feel better, but I don't know how. I'm bad. I'm not afraid. So it's January, and that usually means it's a good time to relax and catch up on games from the previous year that you didn't get around to. You know, they're on sale around this time of year. Really dive deep into the backlog and pound some random shit out because it's fucking January and nobody releases new games in January. Releasing games at the beginning of the year is a death sentence, or so the conventional wisdom goes, which I never understood. I used to hear that shit all the time. Like, fucking developers complain of like, the problem, our game should have sold fucking great, but, you know, we gave it to fucking Microsoft, dude. Microsoft fucking decided to release it in fucking January and blah, 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 and fucking, you know, shit like that. I never get that. Because unless your audience is fucking, like, exclusively, like, children, you know, who are only guaranteed to get, like, a game or two for Christmas or whatever. Just like, you know, at the beginning of the year, it seems like fucking like prime time to put something out where, you know, January is fucking cold up north here in fucking America anyway. It's fucking cold as shit. Nobody wants to go outside and there's really nothing to do except fucking rot inside and play games and shit. And, you know, sit around in fucking shit stained pants for 3 months in a row. That's fucking year-round for me, but I mean, for normal people, too. It's fucking like, oh, this is the time that I just fucking stay indoors and fucking, like, whatever, entertain myself and try not to fucking freeze to death, so. Well, I think fucking developers are finally getting wise to that, because looking at the next few months, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit overwhelmed by it, where it's fucking, you know, you get, like, the Resident Evil 2 remake. That's coming out in a couple weeks. Ace Combat 7 is out on the 31st on PC anyway. I think it comes out earlier on like PlayStation or something, but I'll wait for the PC one on the 31st. I actually fucking broke down and bought a new flight stick for that too. Which is actually the exact same fucking flight stick I had before. The fucking HOTAS X or whatever. Because it's still, like, the fucking highest rated one that I saw when I'm fucking, like, looking up, like, all right, what flight sticks can I get that aren't, like, fucking, like, $500 and shit? And just fucking, like, for, like, you know, lower end fucking sticks, fucking still the highest rated one. And some of the more fucking expensive ones that I was even looking at, like, you know, I was looking at ones that are, like, whatever, the one, this is, like, the HOTAS X, like, it's, like, $60 or something. It wasn't that expensive. It was a lot cheaper than fucking, I think it was before when I first fucking bought it. It was, like, $100-something. It's, like, $60 now. And, then I'm, like, fucking, like, well, you know, the last one fucking, like, broke on me. So I'm looking at, like, you know, the higher end ones, thinking, like, well, if I buy something, spend a little bit more, maybe it'll last longer and be fucking like better and shit. But the fucking pricier ones, a lot of the negative reviews for those are just fucking like, well, this thing just started like breaking down, like getting crappy after a while, and the buttons stopped working after some use. So it's like, you know, if that's gonna happen anyway, like you might as well just get the fucking the cheaper popular one, you know, the one I had before for like $60 and that I already know how to use, right? Kinda, right? That was my logic anyway. And, you know, I had fucking, you know, plus I had like $50 in fucking Amazon gift cards lying around. So I think it ended up being like $5 out of my fucking like pocket to buy it. So I'm like, all right, dude, I'll fucking buy another one, I guess. You got me for $5. I'm in. I'll fucking try it and fuck around with it again. Hopefully not want to fucking kill myself again. And hopefully get it all straightened out before Ace Combat 7. And hope that fucking, it works for that. Because, funny story was, I think, I forget the numbering of these wrong, fucking forgive me, but, Lord forgive me. But, as fucking, yeah, dude, the stick I had before, I had a, it was an Ace, like a branded, like Ace Combat stick. Cause I think it was a Hori or some shit, like the Ace Combat branded, like just a fucking, for 360. It was a Fires of Liberation, that one, you know. It was fucking just like a stick you could get fucking to, it's kind of like specifically for Ace Combat, But you could use it for other, you know, I played a shit ton of, I played like Birds of Prey with it and shit, and Birds of Steel, and fucking IL-2 Sturmovik with it and shit on 360. I'm like, oh, yeah, it worked fine for all that. And then the funny thing was, I'm like, all right, well, the stick works for all that shit, and then fucking Ace Combat 6 comes out, like the newer Ace Combat, after the one that was specifically the stick was branded for. And it didn't fucking work for that. And somebody fucking like told me that too. Like before I even tried it, I'm like fucking like, oh cool, the new Ace Combat's coming out. Like can't wait to use the stick again. And they're like fucking like, oh, that stick doesn't work. Like the Ace Combat fucking 5 stick doesn't work for Ace Combat 6. I'm like, dude, you gotta be fucking kidding me, right? And they're like, nope, it just doesn't work. Like, dude, ridiculous. But anyway, I got a new stick. I got it. The box is here. I'm looking at the cardboard box it's in. So I'm gonna fuck around with that later. So, yeah, anyway, early in the year is fucking busy for games. Metro Exodus is coming out soon, too, even though I think that got, like, delayed a couple weeks or something. But I don't know the exact date, but that's coming out soon. A lot more, I know, but I'm just trying not to fucking, like, think about it. But fucking, it's like, dude, I don't know. There's all these fucking like surprises too that they keep popping up along with like random shit I hear mentioned, and it's just like, dude, fuck, I want to play that right now. And I keep fucking around playing Mortal Kombat X, and I keep hearing like random people mention like Mortal Kombat in the past few weeks. Fucking, you know, just fucking launch fucking Mortal Kombat X, and there's not much to fucking talk about on here, but like playing Mortal Kombat X, it's fucking like repetitive what I'm doing, just fucking kind of like at traditional towers and fucking medium difficulty, pick a character, go through the tower, fucking fight 8 dudes, fight Goro, fight fucking Shinnok, repeat. Which is just, you know, it's fun for me to like, oh, I'll fuck around with this guy for a little bit, learn his moves and shit, and see his fucking fatality, move on to the next one. Like, it's fun for me, but it's just fucking, yeah, there's not really much to fucking talk about. You know, beyond that, I'm just fucking, it's fun. That's about it. Yeah, there was also that new fucking Earth Defense Force game that came out like a few weeks ago, and I'm like, dude, I want to play that. Like, it looks like more fucking stupid, mindless Earth Defense Force, but fucking, I don't know, I love that shit. I want to play that fucking, the new one, but it's only on, like, PS4 right now. I'm also caught in that trap of, like, you know, maybe it's coming to PC in a couple months. Like, nothing's been announced for it yet, but, you know, I'm one of those fucking people now where if I really wanted to play it, you know, I'd get it on fucking PS4, obviously, but, you know, I'm a fucking busy, busy, tortured boy. So, yeah, and then I see fucking like, oh, Catherine's out on PC now. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that only took like 7 years, you know, for that fucking port. But, Catherine's one of those games that, you know, I'm always like looking at like my Xbox 360 library, and, you know, I'm just like fucking like, some games on there I wouldn't mind fucking firing. I have a fucking ton of 360 games. Just being like, you know, I'd like to throw in fucking Lost Odyssey or some shit, or like fucking like whatever, but, you know, I'm always looking at that shit, and it's fucking, you know, if I wasn't that fucking lazy and felt the need to constantly play new shit as soon as it releases, even though I should know better by now, you know, I would have played fucking Catherine, but now it's fucking like, oh, it's on PC, that's fucking, that's an excuse to fucking like replay it, like I might as well, dude, you know, and just fucking, So, you know, I bought it and started playing it. Shouldn't have bought it. You know, again, I should just fucking like, oh, yeah, I already have the same game on fucking 360. I can just play that. But I'm like, yeah, I'll look a little bit better and, you know, all that shit. So, yeah, there's a little bit of controversy around the PC port. First off, there's a release on the PS4 right now called Catherine Full Body Edition or something like that. That is a brand new unreleased content. But the PC version is called Catherine Classic, and it really is just like a straight port of the 360 game, PS3 game, like the same shit. No more, no less to it. So, I mean, some people are pissed about that. You know, they think it's kind of like a ripoff, and it's, I mean, it is a bit odd that they wouldn't do like the updated version that's like, all right, this is coming out around the same time, you know, it's put out like day and date with the PS4 version, but instead of like, oh, here's a port of like an old game, you know. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, at least the game is like finally on PC, but let's just be fucking thankful for that. At least, you know, fucking always like, you know, again, it's not like I'm a fucking like PC snob, but I just have migrated over to like, well, most of my shit is on fucking PC. There's no real reason to fuck with fucking old consoles, hooking them up and shit if I don't have to. So it's like, it's just cool that it's on fucking PC. So just, you know, be thankful for that, you know? I'm just assuming they most likely have some kind of timed exclusivity with Sony, maybe for like that version for like the new content. I wouldn't be surprised if like this, it's like an update or like DLC or something comes out later. Fucking like, well, here's the port, the Catherine Classic, and then like here's like the DLC pack or an update for it with all the full body, like the new shit. I mean, if they try to sell it as like a separate, like full priced fucking, whatever, full body priced fucking game, you know, like in 6 months or something, of like, and like, oh, here's Catherine Classic, then like next month it's like, oh, well, here's fucking Catherine full body edition or whatever, like that'd be fucking bogus, obviously. But like right now it's fucking like, you know, yesterday the game wasn't on PC and today it is, so shut the fuck up or go play the new, you know, if you really want it. You know, again, if I really wanted to, I'd play the fucking the PS4 version of, you know, of with the new shit in it. But if you're really that into it, go to that. But it's fucking like, hey, I have, you know, only care enough about it to fucking play this port on PC, which I'm in that camp, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I'm not gonna bitch about like, why didn't they release the new one and blah. It's like, well, again, it's a little weird, but not a big deal. And then there's the usual technical bullshit, you know, where it's fucking like, yeah, oh, they said it was going to be an unlocked frame rate, but it stuck at 30 frames a second or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't really give a shit. I mean, I noticed like some problems with like the voiceover or whatever, like it was going out of sync in like the very first cutscene in the first like minute or so. I'm like, yeah, it seems like it's a little off or whatever, but then it like fixed itself later on. So that's about it. I mean, probably it's something to do with the fucking frame rate, maybe, of like why the lip sync was out of sync for like 2 minutes or whatever. But it's just like, I don't know, man, it's not really that big of a deal. Something that should probably be fixed, but whatever. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a fucking like first person shooter of like, oh my god, dude, my frame rate's all over the place, dude, my fucking CPMs, like whatever, dude. Like, it's just fucking like, dude, it's a stupid fucking puzzle game and shit, like who cares. But I mean, the only like real technical problem I had was with had to do with streaming it through OBS, and this has happened to a few games recently. If you recall some of those fucking nightmares that I went through recently, of like fucking like, dude, like streaming this game is a nightmare. You have to like do all like this workaround shit for each one to figure out what the fuck is the problem. So you know, I'm used to that by now. I mean, pretty much the first thing that I tried, again, being an old hat at this, is like, I was like, all right, so I'm doing like game capture to capture the game like you normally would for a fucking full screen game. And it crashed the game like after about like playing it for like 10 minutes, the game crashes. So it's like, all right, so try it again and the same thing happens. So I'm like, well, maybe if I switch to fucking monitor capture, it'll be fine. So I could do that, whereas, you know, display capture or whatever was capturing the whole monitor. It's like, it worked fine. Like it didn't crash. So it's like, all right. So again, it's not ideal. It would look better. Like the stream would look better and it just fucking make more sense if it was, you could just do fucking game capture, you know, like every other fucking game. Like there's probably something that they should fix for sure. It's just something to do with, I think it is the game. Again, going through all like these whiny fucking Steam discussion complaints about it, you know, people are having the same problem. I guess it's like anything that you use to like hook into the game or whatever, you know, like fucking that, you know, fucking that has hooks into the game, like it fucking crashes the fucking game or whatever. But again, it's something I'm used to. Monitor capture fucking fixes it, whatever. So some people are saying they did that because it's a fucking Atlus game, and if you remember the whole bullshit fucking debacle with Persona 5, where Atlus was like blocking all those streams, anybody trying to stream like Persona 5, like they'd block it and like threaten to fucking like take the person streaming's like a countdown and shit. So maybe they are that gay about streaming. I don't know. It could be that, but it's more than likely like some fucking stupid like memory leak fucking garbage that's fucking unintentional that's fucking in there because I don't think they're really used to doing PC games. But again, you can get around that fairly easily. Just again, display capture worked fine. So yeah, Catherine. It's an anime romance horror game, and I hate 2/3 of that fucking description, but I really fucking did like Catherine when I played it like 7 years ago. And yeah, since the gameplay part of it is just a fucking like puzzle game and the story bits are fucking like cartoon, and it still looks and it plays fine, you know, it hasn't fucking like aged at all, really. I mean, it's just about exactly how I remembered it. Harder though, I'm having a fucking harder time with the puzzles because, you know, I get fucking dumber every day, so the puzzles seem fucking nearly impossible at times. And I think I was pretty good at them back in the day, if I seem to recall. Like the first time I played, I'd be like, "Oh no, I get this. I was pretty good at it." But now I'm fucking just like, "Duh!" Like fucking, I don't know, dude. Just fucking like, no idea what I'm looking at. So, yeah, the main character in the game is named Vincent, and you know he's kind of like a trendy hipster computer programmer type. But he's not a complete fucking SJW faggot like his real life counterpart, so maybe that's where the game shows its age, because I don't think this would fly if it was released now, and because people have become that fucking gay in just 7 years, or that much gayer, I should say. They were always gay, but they become gayer every fucking year. You know, Vincent's like a chain-smoking drunk in his 30s who eats pizza every day and lies to his present girlfriend, Catherine, with a K, Catherine, because he's cheating on her with a really young broad who's also named Catherine, just with a C. So there's two Catherines in the game, a C Catherine and a K Catherine. And yeah, you know, him and his friends are all kind of like scumbags who talk about how fucking awful women are and, you know, how it's fucking rough being a man. And the game gives you statistics and like trivia about like how, like, evolutionary speaking, like men are on track to be like extinct in the future. And so yeah, it's a somewhat like realistic, mature take on gender roles and modern relationships, and that's a no-no these days. Even though back then it was Catherine was like kind of like a hipster, like indie, like critical darling type of thing, because it was, you know, it's like an example of how, like, it's like, oh, this is like a grown-up game, and fucking like now, oh no, none of that, dude. We can't have like, you know, gender roles and all that. You know what I mean? Can't have like actual like heterosexual relationships like depicted. Like, think of the children, you know. Then think of the fucking the trendiness and shit. The base gameplay is really simple. The puzzles and shit. You know, there's a, you know, when you're playing the puzzle section, you know, it's just, there's a wall you have to climb up that's made out of blocks, and you push and pull those blocks to make stairs in order to climb to the top of it. That's about it. I mean, it's fucking simpler than fucking Tetris, even. You can't even fucking, like, rotate the blocks. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? You have to fucking, you have to commend them for making it that simplistic, but it does get so fucking hard that it's, like, unbelievable, you know? Some of the blocks you can't move, you know, so it's like fucking like, well, this block's just kind of like in your way. So it's not, again, it's not just like so easy as fucking, oh, I'm just fucking building blocks on top of each other. It's like, no, you have to fucking, there's definitely like puzzles in there for you, you know, so yeah, you can't move like the really dark blocks with, faces on them. So it's like, all right, so I had to work around those. And then they start, they gradually introduce like, trap blocks, like, you know, this ice block. So you have to, you'll slide across them when you walk on them. So, you know, they'll throw like, you know, a few of those ice blocks in a row. And then it's like, you know, if it's on like an end, if it's on like the edge of the fucking wall and you step on those, you slide, like you'll slide. You just fucking like careen right off the side of the fucking thing, and you know, fall and you die, and fucking love is over. That's the game over screen. You'll see that a lot, constantly, probably. Love is over. Yeah, and then there are bomb blocks. Once you step on those, a fuse is lit, and after a few seconds, those ones will explode and it'll damage whatever's near them. Yeah, and there's ones that have like bomb blocks of like, you know, it's like, oh, these ones have like small radii, these ones have, you know, the other ones have big radii. There's some like spike blocks that if you stop on them, if you stand on them still, spikes fucking come out of them, this kills you instantly. This is a fucking surprisingly a fucking fairly gory game. Like whenever fucking Vincent dies, he just fucking like explodes and it's fucking all blood and fucking bones and shit. Like it's Mortal Kombat. Yeah, there's a couple others too. There's fucking like black holes which disintegrate. The black holes are like fucking whenever you fucking like put something else on top. Like if you put like another block, you move on top of the black hole, just like sucks it in. Like, oh, well, that's gone. You know what I mean? So, yeah, there's fucking like damaged blocks that fucking like deteriorate after you walk on them and shit. And they'll, you know, fucking heavy blocks will take like longer to move, and they're immune to fucking like the bomb blast. So it's like, all right, when I, you know, again, it's like strategically, if like, all right, these take longer to move, but I can like blow up this fucking bomb, and it's not, these aren't gonna go anywhere and shit. So, you know, use those to make like pathways when you need to. There's also like helpful items that you can either like you can pick them up on the stage, they'll be there, or you can buy them in between stages from a merchant. There's coins will be on certain, they'll be like scattered around the level. You'll see like coins that are kind of hard to get to. They'll be like out of the way and shit usually, and you pick those up and use those as currency. And it also adds to your score because you get graded at the end of each stage. And, yeah, you unlock, like, bonus levels or something if you finish fucking quickly and collect those coins. And then there's, like, pillows that you can pick up that act as continues. You know, you have, like, limited lives in the game, I guess. But for some reason, like, certain, like, checkpoints, like, I'd fucking, like, oh, this is tough. I'd keep going, like, the same, like, continuing this to the same point over and over again. But, it just seemed like fucking, you know, my retries, like the continues I had were going up or whatever, is because the way they put like the pillows in the stage is fucking like, I don't know, they give you like some after a certain point, more continues, then like you're picking up pillows like on the checkpoint. So I want to worry about that too much, even though I was like at first, I'm like, oh, I just failed like 10 times, let me fucking like reload my save from before and try to do better and shit, doing that for a while, then I'm like, well, now we have like fucking 80 continues in there, so I think I'll be all right, you know what I mean? So it's not really that big of a deal. It's not gonna fucking like fail you completely for being stupid. So yeah, I mean, the difficulty stems with you know, it's like how the fucking from like how the levels were designed, rather than, no, it's not really like your reflexes or anything like that, really. You know, there's usually like one or two ways that you can advance, you know, usually. So it's fucking like, all right, well, I'm at this fucking spot where it looks like it's impossible, but there's only so many ways, you know, you can push or pull, like, you know, the fucking blocks that are there that you can push or pull. So you just kind of like, you just kind of had to figure it out. Like, you know, it starts off easy where it's like, all right, well, I'll just fucking like pull out a block, climb up, pull out the next one, drop down. Pull one out, drop down again, pull. It's pretty much just like making like stairs to work your way up. Then the problem comes when it's fucking like, well, now I don't have fucking like room to pull out another block to like make like a platform I can stand on, you know? It's fucking just like I'm running out of room to fucking like keep pulling these down. So, you know, you have to fucking, it's like, all right, well, or there's like, you know, gaps in the wall, you know, there's fucking like just like spaces with no fucking blocks there, or, you know, limited space, or you know, you're looking at like these fucking like rows or like columns of like unmovable blocks that's fucking like, dude, like what the fuck, dude, like how am I going to work around this shit? So, yeah, you know, that's where, when you have to develop skills to deal with all that shit, or techniques as the game calls them. Yeah, they're pretty good at, like, teaching you how you can, like, manipulate and move shit around. Between each stage, there's a landing where you walk around, you talk to NPCs. We're all sheep people. Sheeple. I just made that up. And, so some of them will be like, hey, you know, did you know this technique? And they'll basically show you, like a tutorial video where it's fucking, it's like, if you're looking at like a wall and there's fucking like, you know, a wall that's fucking like three blocks wide. So, you can't just fucking make like the stairs like that. So guys, you can pull two of them towards you, then push like one of them off to the side. And as long as that block is touching another block, like on the edge, it'll say edge. It'll stay like suspended in the air as long as it's touching like another block. So, and that's what the game says every time that happens. So you fucking hear constantly fucking edge, 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 like over and over again as you're playing. So, Catherine might be the edgiest game ever made. But there's some like counterintuitive or at least like, little tricks that you might not grasp at first. Like, it's like, push this block to the side. Now you can drop down off the side and fucking like, hang off the ledge and fucking like shimmy over to like an open space and like push another block over, climb, push, shimmy, like, keep doing that shit. It's like, keep fucking repeating that. And I know it sounds fucking ridiculous trying to explain how some of this works. It's very like visual. And even then, like playing the game, it takes hours and hours to train your eyes and your brain to like process what you're looking at. Some of it seems like legitimately like impossible at first. Like you get to a section where the blocks are in the shape of like a diamond or whatever, like that's it. And or you have like these long columns of them that don't connect to each other. So it's like, dude, what the fuck? So you have to like think in like 3D where it's like, maybe you can shove some of them off to the side, then that'll make like the ones above them drop and you can use those. Or maybe you can move along the back side of the wall and then like use like a space that's back there or whatever to climb up, or use that as a platform to make another stair or some shit like that. Or you can drop down a couple levels and like catch yourself like as you drop and then like reconfigure what you already made like before or whatever. There's one real complaint that I do have with the puzzles. The puzzle sections is the camera or the fucking perspective of the game, or a combination of the two, the camera and the perspective. It's like a 3/4 view, which I already have fucking problems with games in that fucking like view kind of. But I mean, that can kind of like obscure the blocks at times and make like the direction that you move where it's like the complete opposite of what you think it would be. Like, it's like, all right, well, I dropped it back like behind the wall, like the main wall. And it's like, well, now your controls will get reversed back there and shit. It's like, it's not always just fucking like left is left and right is right and shit when you're fucking like moving around in like 3D. Especially when you're in like the back, which you can't see. Like, you can't change the camera completely around and, like, move it around freely around the wall. So, and they'll let you move the camera. Yeah, you can move the camera with the right stick to, like, look up or look like the left or the right, like, move it up and down and shit. But you can never see, like, the complete back of the wall, like, what that looks like. So, the blocks could be like 2 or 3 deep, which can make like a huge difference again, where it's like, well, I could just like pull more out from back there and move them around up front to like make whatever, like these stairs or whatever. But it's fucking, if there's none back there, you pull it out and then the fucking, blocks start like falling and shit. So, I mean, like you just don't know what's back there until you start like pushing and pulling and shit and figuring it out. So, on one hand, like I kind of get it where they are trying to make it like as simple as possible, like almost like making it like a 2D game, like 3D puzzles presented on like a 2D plane. they don't really want you like manipulating the camera and thinking there's like crazy shit you're going to be doing in the back, you know? I mean, fucking yourself up too bad like that. But sometimes like you do have to like see what's back there, and you just kind of like fucking like trial and error guessing of what's going on, and fucking, you know, Vincent's like hanging in the back somewhere. He's not fucking like visible at all. You're just kind of like listening for like his grunts to indicate that he can't go like any further one direction. And it's just something you have to fucking get used to and work around, I guess. But, it's designed that way, I guess. I mean, I can say from like firsthand experience that the game like is beatable, you know, like fucking like no walkthroughs are required. It's just, you know, you just have to learn the techniques or so. In this case, like going to a walkthrough or like a video, like, I'm stuck at this point. I'm gonna fucking go to watch a video of how to get past it. Like doing that, like to get past something that you're stuck on, you'd kind of be doing yourself a disservice, you know, because you're going to be running, like, whatever you're stuck on, you're going to be running into something later on that's similar, probably, you know. So, if you didn't get the concept of, like, how are you supposed to, like, move, like, manipulate shit there to get past, like that one, like, oh, guess what, you're probably going to run into it later, so, you know what I mean? So, it's fucking, it's just like, you have to, like, get your brain working of, like, how the game looks and shit, how it works. So, those are the puzzles anyway. So, you know, you do those every night when Vincent goes to bed. You know, they are his nightmares. And yeah, there's also some like horrific, like boss battles that, you know, fucking cap off each level. It's like, you know, straight fucking horror movie shit where, you know, a baby with a chainsaw on one hand and a machine gun on the other will be chasing you up the wall, or like an undead bride thing that fucking like shoots hearts at you. And if you get hit by the hearts, your controls are reversed, and you might as well fucking like kill yourself at that point, because you're not gonna have the time to fucking like adjust, you know, before you get fucking like splattered, because, you know, you are fucking like, especially in the fucking the boss battle stages, like the normal stages, they are timed, like the fucking the bottom falls out. But it's usually pretty slow. I mean, you can fuck up quite a few times before you're really stuck because of the fucking the time limit. Yeah, but some of the fucking boss fucking battles or whatever, the boss stages are like you have to like go like really quick, like quickly. You fucking like, you know, fucking push, pull, fucking move and shit. And it's fucking like, that one there where it's fucking like, oh, well, you get hit by a heart, so your fucking controls are like reversed or whatever. Some games, you know, that do that, it's fucking like, oh, well, you know, whatever, left is right, up is down, I can figure that out. But fucking here, it's just like, no, you're just like, dude, like forget about it. It's fucked. Like, you're fucking supposed to be going so fast. The bosses fucking chase you up the wall. They fucking, all the fucking special abilities to fuck with you, and it's all really fucking stressful and terrifying. So yeah, I mean, they managed to make a puzzle horror game for real. Like, it's fucking like, it's like, dude, no, this is a fucking like horror game, dude. Like, you know, like it's fucking like this pretty fucking creepy shit. So yeah, the story of the game is fucking bonkers. It flows back and forth between like the melodramatic, like power of friendship, fucking anime bullshit. I mean, I will, it is fucking, I'll take a group of like 30 something friends over fucking the usual like high school bullshit in most animes, but you know, at least some of the jokes in Catherine are actually funny. You know, it's not just fucking like cheesy anime shit. And then when it goes into the true, like, horror territory, like, it's legitimately fucking, like, excellent and shit. Yeah, like, the plot is that, the guys who are unfaithful to their women are cursed by somebody, possibly a witch, and every night they have to climb those fucking, like, towers, they have to climb the walls, and they're being haunted and hunted by their deepest fears. And if they die in the dream, they die in real life. So every night before you go to sleep, you're at a bar, the stray sheep, and you have conversations with a few of your friends and a handful of customers that walk in. And you know, you'll see some the same people in sheep form. when you're dreaming, like, you know, you go up those landings where you're talking to the NPCs, like the sheep, like, it's like, oh, they're all dressed like, you know, it's like, oh, there's a guy in a cop uniform, and there's fucking like a guy with long hair or whatever. There's a guy smoking. So it's like the same people you meet in the bar will be in your dreams and shit. So yeah, you're balancing, talking to them, trying to help them out with their problems, but yeah, one by one they start disappearing, and they'll end up on the news. They're dead in their sleep from the mysterious, like, withering sickness or whatever it is. When you die, it fucking just, like, you know, shrivels you up, and you're fucking dead in real life. So, and yeah, you'll meet up with your girlfriend there, K. Catherine, and you're trying to hide the fact that you're fucking a much younger, much cuter C. Catherine. You know, there's some good fucking, like, tense scenes where, you know, you wake up next to the blonde in bed in your apartment, and, you know, the doorbell rings and it's your fucking bitchy girlfriend, and fucking Vincent is fucking making, like, excuses to get her, try to get her the fuck out of there before they fucking, like, meet each other and shit. And yeah, no, it all fucking, like, spirals out of control. And yeah, it's really, like, those scenes are, like, very well written and shit. Okay, like, the fucking, the tense scenes, like the really tense, like, horror scenes, and, like, the fucking thriller scenes, whatever you want to call them. Like, that shit's, like, fucking, like, really well done for the most part. And every now and then some fucking cringy anime fucking gayness will bleed its way through, but it is anime after all. You have to expect that, but again, right when I'm, like, fucking, like, groaning about something really, you know, I'm like, ah, this is fucking, like, dude, this is why I hate anime, it's fucking, like, really cheesy or whatever. But then fucking, like, as soon as you get to that point, like, something, like, really fucked up will happen, and, you know, somebody gets fucking stabbed, or fucking Vincent will hallucinate something fucking terrifying, or fucking the ants from Blue Velvet will crawl up Catherine's cooter, or some fucking Twin Peaks fucking shit happens, so it goes places, the story in Catherine. It goes places, and so should you. www.gruntfreepress.com, for instance, or to go to the mailbox, send your letters to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and we'll finish up our tale of infidelity next week. I have one more stage to go in the game that I was just, like, saving. I'm like, fucking, like, I could probably do this, but it's probably going to be very difficult. I'll probably be stuck on that for a little bit, and then I'm sure that's, like, a 20-minute cutscene afterwards. So I'm like, well, I'll just save that for later and fucking do it today. So that's what I'm going to do when I get out of here. And I'm also finally a Pathfinder King, by the way. 120 hours later, they finally fucking had my coronation to be the king. And the game just keeps going. I'm like, oh, well, there's still, like, a shit ton more game to go. You know, it's just not wrapped up yet. There's still a huge fucking part of the map I haven't even fucking gone to and shit. Though I do have some barbarian neighbors to the west, to the northwest, and I got some fucking demon pirates to the fucking southeast that are my allies. So I'm pretty solid on my neighbors there. But my empire is getting pretty, becoming a real country. So, yeah, I'm Absolute Deicide, and I am signing off from the fucking Nostromo.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
There is no dark side in the moon, really. Matter of fact, it's all dark.